You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
And we are now joined by Katie Peppercorn of the Waitati Music Fest, coming in to talk about that very subject. Mordena, how you doing, bud?
I'm great. Thank you. It's festival week.
Yeah, yeah. Woo! A lot of admin has been spent towards this very week.
Only hundreds of hours.
Yeah, what? How many hours does it take to organise something like this?
Oh, you work on it for about a year. Probably, don't know, at least 10 hours a week.
At least 10 hours a week.
I would say.
Far out. And that's just voluntary.
Yeah.
Man, well, Kapai, big ups to you.
We have to, you know, write grant applications, report on the previous gigs' grant applications.
Mm.
We have to choose bands, book all the things.
Mm.
Lots of communication. It's great, actually, because you get to communicate with lots of people, which I buzz off.
Totally. It seems like you're also very well versed in that field. I mean, last time we chatted in June last year, you were organising the Winter Solstice event.
Part of a team, yep.
Yeah,
we were.
Oh, yep. Part of a team,
right,
yeah.
And that was amazing.
It was a good time?
Yeah, it was fantastic.
Nice.
Yeah, weather played ball, everyone came out, the attitudes of everyone was ace. It was just a buzz.
No dickheads.
Yay.
Yes, nice. How many other festivals did you arrange between now and then? There was the Waitati Mini Fest.
The Mini Fest.
Which was a fundraiser for this Maxi Fest.
Yeah, Maxi. I am involved with the Waitati A&P show.
Oh, that's cool.
That's a bit of a different gig.
Totally, because it's more rural, I guess. Totally different base of attendees and stuff.
But, you know, that's probably it, actually.
Nice. Are you based out in Waitati?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Nice. Living down near the beach.
Nice.
It's beautiful.
Nice. Is it near Doctor's Point?
Yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah. I went up there over the summer break, and it was gorgeous. Didn't get in the water, though, because it's a very steep incline to the water, and I'm not a big swimmer.
I love getting in that water. It's lovely and fresh.
Yeah, it's too fresh for me. But that's cool. The Waitati Fest that's happening this Saturday, it's a big old bill. There's 50 acts.
Yeah, it's
and
about
8 poets.
Amazing. It's
a dollar per
act.
Yeah.
It's only $50 a ticket.
Yeah.
If you buy them before Saturday, $70 if you buy them on Saturday. So please, guys, sort it out. It's a bargain. Our co-pepper is to provide a festival where everyone can afford to come.
Mm.
Right? And if you can't afford it, then we've offered lots of opportunities for volunteering. And so there's a way in, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So we just, you know, we're not for profit. We want everyone just to come together and have a good time.
Mm. How many acts usually play there? Is this like more on the heavier side this year?
Normally there's a few more because
because
on the Poet Palette they would have about twice as many bands and everyone does a shorter set. We kind of rein them in a little bit because they're a bit crazy on the Poet Palette. But we
those troublesome poets.
those guys.
They're so audacious.
No, we love the Poet Palette and they've got such a great lineup, so that I think they've got a normal amount of bands, like about 10, and then in between there's all the poets and the comedians.
Mm. Could you recite as many acts from the official main lineup as possible? I want to see how many you can get.
All right. So, on the main stage, we've got Gusto Gusto from Australia, we've got Rhythmonics, Left or Right, Beatniks, Hardy and Clear, Binde, female punk band from Christchurch, Grace Gemmell and Sog, who are like the amped sort of winners, if you like, high school kind of people.
Mm-hmm.
New, sort of starting out in their music scene, it's pretty cool. Skullduggery, we've got Doogie and the Moon Rocks, we've got Psycho King Dogs, and then in the rave, we've got me. We've got Praxis, Jungle Fireye, who is a superstar.
Yes, legend. Big ups to Jungle Fireye.
And Responsible, who is the most amazing jungle and techno DJ. We've got Shoba, who's an amazing new upcoming young guy who plays the most amazing music.
Mm-hmm.
Hypocrite, who's going to play some psytrance at the end, which is going to be really fun.
Nice.
Nihilism is actually part of Rhythmonics as well, so he's a DJ who's going to play some drum and bass.
Nice.
We've got Bank Copper. We've got Nevermind, who's like a producer, and he used to make techno, but now he's making bass music, which is going to be really exciting to hear what he comes out with. And yeah, maybe can I think of anyone else? Ectopic.
We've gotten 21 so far, which I think is very good. I think that's pretty impressive off the top of your head.
I didn't book all the Poet Palette bands, so they're not on the top of my head. But I could probably read them out. All Sarian, Doogie and the Moonwalks, Mentalist Collective.
Mm. Left or Right, which is a classic
left
band.
Left or Right, I can't believe I've... Sorry, guys. Didn't really miss you out. You're like amazing.
It's funny because they, I think, are originally from Invercargill. Yeah. I am originally from Invercargill, and my brothers were in the music scene quite heavily here and there, and so they were like buddies with the Left and Right guys. And my brother who was like directly older than me, 4 years older than me, he used to have one of their old albums from back in the day, and we used to play it all the time on car trips.
Nice.
Yeah. That's so it's awesome. A massive throwback seeing them
up
there.
So I hope you're coming, Zach.
Oh, I might be.
I hope so. Bring your family. Yeah, we're really excited to see those guys again because they played a few years ago for us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they're also involved with like the backline, so they've always been involved, you know, a couple of them, because they have a company hiring out the amps and the guitars, drum kits and bass amps and stuff like that. So we always work with them anyway. So
nice.
They're part of our crew, really.
Oh, mean. Yeah. In-house. Get it all done in-house. Now, I already made this joke to Kit and Matt last week, who are volunteering for the festival. But would you consider petitioning the DCC / ORC to change the venue name for Bland Park to something different?
I quite like the way it's called Bland Park because we completely break all those rules and are exactly the opposite of that.
Okay, okay, fair enough.
I always think it's quite cute that it's called Bland Park. Mr. Bland was very kind and donated that land to the
community.
There
was a Mr. Bland?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So it's named after a human who left it in his legacy to only be used as recreational facilities for the community.
Cracker.
So it's actually lots of different sections. And if they were to be all sold, that would be all housing.
Mm.
So it's just a wonderful thing that Mr. Bland has done for us. So we'll forgive him his name.
That's good. That's so good.
Awesome.
Was there a methodology for picking artists?
I pick based on who I like, really. And then we have a committee who we kind of... I say, how about these guys? And they're like, yay. We have a wee debate.
Mm.
Yeah, we just kind of look around, and then with the amped artists, we go to the workshop and sort of hang out with them for a few hours and sort of work with the amped coordinators to kind of choose a couple of bands. In ideally, we'd have an entire stage for the young, upcoming teenagers because there is so much talent out there.
Oh, my God, it's insane.
And I would love to have a full stage, which was like... the amped stage.
Yeah, just showcasing
but,
the...
But, you know, we just need some rich philanthropist to, like, help us out here because it's just so crazy expensive to organise a music festival.
Yeah.
And I can't do everything I want.
No, it's a lot of compromise.
Yeah.
But I think you're putting on a great show nonetheless. And speaking of great things, there's going to be some awesome food vendors there.
Yep.
What have we got for tasty treats?
Ah, well, we've got some, hopefully, jacket potatoes. We've got... Turkish kebabs.
Me.
We've got Rising Sun dumplings.
Me.
And Indian Fijian, who do amazing samosas and bhajis. We've got coffee. We've got some ice cream. I think we might even have some fresh fruit. I think, hopefully. And I feel like I'm missing one. Oh, Hungry Chewy. I think they're burgers and chips.
Nice.
Things like that. So there's a wee variety.
Yeah.
I never get too many. Because I want them all to sell out.
Mm.
So I have a policy of like, right, you come, you're our set, and we're not going to go, you know, so we don't dilute them out. So
yeah.
Everyone has a
be
a
strategic
good
with
time.
Them.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally, totally.
Yeah.
And I also hear there is a kid zone for parents with kids who might, I don't know, might be a little bit energetic and so on and so forth.
Yeah, so there's always a program from about 11 till 6 of like crafty workshops and things to do. So... this year we've got Ben who weaves wonderful huts and ends up making a big hut that you can play in.
Mm.
We've got Philippa Fairy brings like a car or a vehicle, and then kids paint on it and draw a big mural on the car, and then that car drives around Dunedin for years. So you'll see the cars all over like from the last few years. It's amazing. We have got badge making. We've got Harakiki, Puti Puti, flax flower weaving with Rara Mai, mm-hmm. who's actually one of our DJs as well. But she, her work is actually beautiful weaving, flax weaving. So she's coming to do a wee session there. Mm-hmm. And what else do we have? We have we've got a big sandpit, and we're going to go gemstone excavating.
Nice.
So we're going to go hunting for pretty stones.
Mm-hmm.
Some excavation. So we're going to do some like fossil excavation. We're going to one of the team is a geologist, so she's really into rocks.
I reckon that'll activate a passion for geology and paleontology those kids.
We also have Jay the Juggler coming and face painting. But Jay's going to perform just before the parade at 6. So we encourage all the children to come back, watch Jay the Juggler, and then we weave through the crowd. The Waitati Militia, this amazing, silly marching band, mm-hmm. leads the way, and we weave the children all through all the stages, and it's pretty bonkers, really. Yeah,
nice.
It's a nice way to end the children's sesh.
It sounds like a really, really fun time. I really want to thank you for your time and coming on here this morning. Do you have any other thanks you'd like to make for festival sponsors?
Yeah, I mean, the DCC gave us quite a good sum of money, and especially the Otago Community Trust and COGS, but also Gravity Events have supported us by giving us some discounts, and Unity Sound have as well, and the Equestrian Centre have sponsored us as well. So the Waitati Equestrian Centre, where we held the mini fest. So some people have been really kind, and and I want to thank you in advance for buying a ticket and coming along.
Hell yeah. And you know where to buy tickets from humanitix.com, or you could also head to waitatimusicfest.rocks and you could find tickets there. Anywhere else people can buy tickets?
No, you can buy them on the gate, bring cash.
$70.
But they're $70, so yeah. Buy one before.
Yeah, save yourself some money.
Yeah.
Save yourself some time, money, to be organised.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much for coming on the programme. Have a great day.
Thank you, will do.
And best of luck for the festival.
Woo!
Woo! Yeah. Katie has requested Civil Talk Bottom Feeder, so we're going to hear that right now. Oh, sorry, Katie wants to talk to me again.
Yeah, well, on that note.
Oh, yes, so, yes, of course, yes.
I just wanted to say that we really wanted to play the Civil Talk song. Unfortunately, they can't make it through illness, and it's really, really sad. And so, but let's play it, and we'll also play at the festival, because we love it and them.
Yes, of course. So, Civil Talk Bottom Feeder, which is currently at E19 on our Top Living Countdown. Let's play it right now, and then we'll have the gig guide coming up very shortly. You're listening to The One. Keep it locked.
I'm just a bottom feeder, scum of the earth, and I'm cursed with the burden of empathy.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.